Deep in the State Library Archives and Museum are walk-in coolers loaded with racks of microfilm. Project director Anastasia Tarman says the materials are preserved at a constant 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
This is our holding area, so these are for the project. In here are all of the newspaper masters.
Alaska's earliest known newspaper was printed around the same time the territory was being sold by Russia to the U.S. It was a hand-bound English-language sheet put together by a Western Union expedition at Port Clarence on the Seward Peninsula.
It's called the Eskimo. It's spelled in a funny way with a UX at the end. That was published by a telegraph worker. He published only for a year, but that is actually our first newspaper. It's online already.
But soon, newspapers sprang up alongside the territory's mines, lumber mills, and ports. And those are the papers the state archives have been saving to microfilm since the early 1990s. The problem is that microfilm is fragile, and it can only be viewed at the state archives in Juneau or mailed out by interlibrary loan. Now they're finally able to go digital. In 2016, the state archives received a $275,000 grant from the National Endowment of the Humanities to participate in the National Digital Newspaper Program. Archivist Leah Geibel is part of a small team digitizing the microfilms, scanning them from a reel-to-reel into a computer.
And then I go through and process it, and that's what gives me the individual images.
These individual images are the pages from century-old newspapers. A 1912 front page from the Alaska Daily Empire, the forerunner to the Juneau Empire, is a mix of wire dispatches from the Balkan Wars to a list of ships in port. But as they're in digital form, names and places can now be searched for by keyword from anywhere with internet access. Leah Geibel has spent the better part of this year with these old newspapers, and you know what? The themes are familiar.
People are concerned about conservation. People are concerned about developing the resources, and I think that's something that has been one of the major issues throughout Alaskan history.
In August, the first batch, about 100,000 pages from three newspapers, were sent to the Library of Congress and posted on the Chronicling America website. Over the next year, 10,000 pages will be added each month. The hard part was deciding which would be digitized first.
There are so many newspapers across the state, so many great pioneer newspapers.
That's Juneau Empire reporter James Brooks. He served on an 11-member panel of academics, historians, and journalists to decide which newspapers would be digitized this year.
I know it's our hope that in the future, those other papers will be able to be digitized too.
By the end of the year, a total of 10 historic papers should be digitized and posted online. They can be viewed, searched, and downloaded for free on the Library of Congress's Chronicling America website. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.